everybody, it's time for Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason. I have a great episode for you. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and we will get into it, because this one might be pretty fast. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. And you can catch me on Twitter, Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I try to use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where I post superhero memes daily. I post videos throughout the week with like funny animals, and I've started doing some more AI artwork stuff. It's a good time to be had by all. Please comment, like, subscribe, share. Help me grow the channel. It'd be great. I would really, really appreciate it. I've gotten about 1,500 subscribers right now. Hopefully that'll continue to grow. And just need to get the watch time up. But anyways, now that that's all out of the way, I'm going to be talking about Abby Chase, Danger Girl. This was done in the late 90s, I believe. And yeah, it was a very kind of adventure-filled comic book, but you know, honestly, I didn't read it back in the day. And I'll get into that in a little bit, but let me talk about the character. Okay, Abby Chase. She is a champion marksman, virtuoso of languages, scholar of world history, and mostly widely a heart-stopping femme fatale. Though spending the majority of her young life as a loner, Abby is both a team player and a natural leader. She began her career as a freelance treasure hunter, working under the radar and outside the law. Abby still finds herself trying to elude the many villainous characters she has crossed and outwitted in her pre-Danger Girl days. After bumping into the Danger Girls during one of her adventure-filled hunts, Abby shepherded the ladies to victory in their first battle against the menacing Hammer Empire. Soon after, Abby became a full-fledged member of this International Covert Operations Unit. She replaced Natalia Castle as Danger Girl's field commander. So Danger Girl is kind of like a company. Think like the Angelina and Brad Pitt movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where they're spies and Angelina Jolie's in a like all women spy group. That's kind of what that is. Like, she would be part of Danger Girls. At least that's how I'm interpreting it. When Abby was 13, a man named David took care of her, while Abby's dad was undercover trying to stop a secret organization that was trying to take over the world. While they were in Norway, they were ambushed by a group of mercenaries. David took down some of the commandos, but he was shot and Abby found herself running for her life. 2 years later, Abby was 15 and in Tokyo, where a police detective named Mia, another friend of Abby's father, took care of her and taught her how to speak Portuguese. Because that's what they do in Tokyo. They teach you how to speak Portuguese. Sorry. Abby asked Mia to teach her martial arts in order to protect herself. Mia agreed to teach her, but only after Abby learned Portuguese. Because that's what you do in Tokyo. You learn Portuguese. Didn't you know that? It's with the... Never mind. 3 years later, Abby found herself in Tikal, Guatemala, where she was leading an archaeological expedition. I bet she spoke Portuguese there. Abby, a man named Darren, and a professor entered the tomb of the Kankan Dynasty. I don't know. Chase and the professor had an archaeological interest, but Darren had other plans. He wanted the long-lost treasure hidden inside the tomb. Thinking he knew all he needed to know after reading Abby's notes, Darren pulled a lever, thinking it would lead to the treasure. But instead, it activated a trap. Abby was able to solve the puzzle that saved her and the professor's life. After that, they were able to find the lost treasure, and Abby wondered if they could get in trouble for what they did. Now, before joining Danger Girl, Abby was a relic hunter and an expert in mystical artifacts in ancient civilizations. Many countries considered her an outlaw and a criminal. She was an expert marksman and fluent in many languages, Portuguese being one of them. And she would also get some help from Duncan from time to time. After tracking down the golden skull of Cuckoo Diego, After tracking down the golden skull of Cuckoo Diego and being rescued by the Danger Girls in Costa Rica, Deuce explained that they wanted to recruit her for the team. She was reluctant at first, but finally agreed to it. After chasing the Peach across Europe, Abby was finally able to get her hands on the ancient shield Deuce sent them to find. While trying to acquire the helmet of Second Sight in England, Hammer succeeds in taking the helmet for themselves. Upon losing the helmet, Abby and Agent Zero head to the bottom of the ocean in the Sea Turtle in search of the Sword of Sovereignty, which was also taken by Hammer. The Danger Girls inevitably infiltrated Hammer Island. After facing the turncoat Natalia Castle, Abby used a helicopter and fired missiles at a dam that caused the ocean water to wash over the island, destroying Hammer, the armor, and the island itself. Wow. So that's a lot. Basically, she was Nicolas Cage's character in National Treasure, right? I mean, that's kind of what it seems like. Let me get into her powers. And it empowers. Although she is in top physical form, it's often shown that Abby is not quite as skilled in hand-to-hand combat and other such physical acts as her colleague, Sydney. Which is, of course, her colleague. However, she seems to make up for it with her ingenuity and daring. She is adept at driving, so much so that Sydney willingly yields to her driving ability in chases. And she's equally a natural in other forms of vehicles, including motorcycles and tanks. So what do you guys think? I mean, just kind of like basic adventurer stuff, right? I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad by any means. But there's just nothing that's like really hard hitting, right? I don't know. Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I try to use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can also find me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Comment, like, subscribe, share. Let me know what you think in the comments, because we can have a discussion about it. And if you have any future requests for episodes, like if you have requests for future episodes, let me word that correctly. I'm all ears, because I just have a list that I go down. And yeah. And you can always email me directly. I get emails quite frequently from people that don't want to, I guess, have the conversation online. And that's fine too. You know, because we'll go back and forth online, or we'll go back and forth via email. But yeah, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, let me get into fun facts. She actually has a few. In April of 2010, Hitman Agent 47 producer Adrian Ascaria announced that he was developing a film based on the comic with Todd Lincoln as director. In November of 2017, Constantine Film acquired the rights to develop Danger Girl as both a film and potential TV series in partnership with Ascaria's Prime Universe Films and Jeremy Bolt's Bolt Pictures. In February 2018, Umar Alim was announced as the film's writers, with creators J. Scott Campbell and Andy Hartnell serving as executive producers alongside Constantine Film's Martin Moskowitz. And in March of 2019, Jeff Wadlow was announced to write and direct the film. I don't think it's gotten any farther than that. But there was interest. And from April of 2010 all the way to March 2019, there was interest in making a film of this. So there was some kind of commercial appeal. A video game of the same name was developed by InSpace Incorporated and published by THQ. It was released for the Sony PlayStation in 2000 and it's loosely based on the first series, which consisted of 7 comic issues, but there have been many significant changes from the original storyline, such as Abby Chase being a veteran Danger Girl operative, and Natalia Castle working for the Hammer from the very beginning of the adventure, along with a new member of the team that was never present in the comic, and was introduced named JC. I wonder if that stands for the creator, J. Scott Campbell. You know, it's possible. But the creators, J. Scott Campbell and Andy Hartnell, made the character Abby Chase a female version of a cross between James Bond and Indiana Jones. So I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that. But let me get into my final thoughts of the character. I'm sorry if this episode is short. Abby Chase was an email request, and there just isn't a lot of information. I mean, there just isn't, but she is interesting. Now, my final thoughts on this. So honestly, Abby Chase, Danger Girl, was a book that I was always too embarrassed to get. It was covered in women and sex appeal, and I felt awkward getting it as a teenager. So, you know, I never really read the book. It always looked like it was put there kind of more to be seen than to be read, if you know what I mean. Like, the artwork was great, but, you know, it definitely seemed like it was a little exploitative. But that was the time, right? So what do I think of this now? Do I still think it reeks of, like, sex appeal without a lot of substance? Yeah, quite possibly. But does that make it a bad thing? Not necessarily. And just hear me out. Like, when this came out, it was very much a product of the time. And granted, we can always improve the way we treat each other. You know, I'm not going to dispute that. But I believe that there's always a part of us that just wants to turn our brains off and have fun. You know, we've seen it with other movies where they don't have to make a lot of sense. We hear it in some of our music where it just doesn't, there doesn't have to be a deeper meaning. It's just dumb, but it's got a catchy beat and it tops the charts for whatever reason. But this could in fact be that kind of story. Like, let's have a movie with this that embraces just how cheesy it is. Let's have it with sex appeal, let's have it snarky, witty humor, and let's have it have a lot of action, you know? But here's a good question, and I pose this out to you all. Who would you get to play Abby Chase? It doesn't seem that difficult, because, like, it's a very fit, blonde girl, right? Like, so it doesn't seem that difficult, but we got to remember about the times. Like, if you're a celebrity, it almost seems that if you're a celebrity, you have to be an activist in one form or another, right? And I'm not saying all of them are. I'm just saying that's kind of how it seems. So who would be available for this? Honestly, I really don't know. I'm kind of stumped. I'd almost say let's get an unknown, but if we do that, it won't necessarily be cheesy on purpose. It'll be kind of like one of those cheesy straight to VHS type movies, you know? Like, not even, like, we're gonna skip the DVD release. We're gonna skip the Blu-ray. We're just gonna put this out on VHS and Betamax and see who picks it up. It's, you know, you need someone to back it up. But who? So who would you guys cast? And be realistic with it. Because it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a cool character. Like, she's cool. But let's not get past the point that it is kind of exploitative, right? But like I said, like, hell, even Selena Gomez did a movie like that where she was, I can't remember, it was like Spring Breakers or something, but she was in a bikini half the movie. She knew what it was. Like, she knew what it was. She's not dumb. She's a brilliant actress. She's a great actress. But yeah, you know, Sucker Punch is an awesome movie. It made no sense. It was an awesome movie, but did it really have to have girls, like, dressed up as various, like, sci-fi steampunk fantasies? No, everyone knew what it was. You know, like, but let's have fun with it. So, really, realistically, who would you pick? Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can reach out to me via email at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Twitter, Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Under YouTube, I post superhero memes daily. I post other videos throughout the week. I try to acknowledge everything, whether it gets a full response or not, just depends on what the comment is. But if you do leave a comment, please be respectful. But let's have a conversation and let's expand the community. But I think that's going to be it for me. I'm going to head out for now. At the time of this airing, it should be like Tuesday the 23rd. So my birthday was yesterday. So at the very least, wish me a happy birthday, right? All right, guys, I'm going to head out for now though, but be blessed, be happy, be safe, be smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.